This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Banks have been getting a touch more attention than usual the past month or 6 weeks or so. There was SVB and Signature. There was Fed Chair Jay Powell and Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee, the latter on this program, saying credit conditions are pretty much top of economic mind right now. And this week and last, there have been bank earnings. They're making piles of money, yes, but also, and interestingly, at most of the big banks, average deposits fell. It's interesting because after SVB, it was kind of taken as a given that a whole lot of people would put their cash into those bigger banks, the ones that are too big to fail. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that one.
Up until the banking failures last month, banks have been losing deposits for about a year. Itamar Drexler, a finance professor at the Wharton School, says as the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, banks hadn't really been doing the same for depositors.
So they raised interest rates overall on their average deposit mix by a fraction of what the competitive interest rate goes up.
As a result, a lot of people said, forget it. I'll take my money and park it somewhere where I'm not earning next to nothing.
Savings deposits and checking deposits, the more liquid deposits, they flow out. That's like clockwork. And they move to other things like money market funds or other investments.
All of that stopped last month after Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failed. Julie Hill, a professor at the University of Alabama, says people that banked with smaller institutions started worrying that their bank could be next.
Some of those depositors did, in fact, move their deposits to larger banks that were less likely to fail or were more likely to be backstopped by the government.
But in the time since, Hill says people have gotten less worried about potential bank failures. And when the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again,
people became very concerned that their deposits at banks were just not generating the yields that they could get elsewhere.
It certainly helped that the federal government stepped in and made extra money available for banks that needed it, says Stephen Bigger, director of financial services research at Argus Research.
The initial outflow and the scare that was in effect at the time has subsided. People realize that their bank is not going out of business.
But banks themselves, especially smaller banks, also realized that they needed to do something to stem the flow of deposits. Now, Bigger says,
they are paying higher for deposits. They are starting to creep those up. They're feeling the heat, so to speak, in the competition.
Bigger says that will put pressure on bank margins. But on the other hand, people might have a better reason to stash money in their savings accounts. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.